Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go down toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. Acts 8, 26-27. Philip made an obedient response to the command of the angel. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Genesis 12, 1-4. In like manner God gave instructions to Noah concerning the destruction of the ark. The response of Noah is recorded in Genesis 6:22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis 6:22. These three examples define the nature of obedience unto God. Obedience is found in the words of Samuel, Speak, for thy servant heareth. 1 Samuel 3:10. God demands obedience. We, as the servants of God, hear and do. We do not question, nor do we have to understand why. Many desire an explanation from God as to the requirement that he places upon us. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? Job 11:7-8. Through obedience we abide in God. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 1 John 2:5. Jesus answered and said unto him, If any man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. John 14:23. Obedience is the declaration of our love to God. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. Obedience is a declaration of faith. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh, Hebrews 11:4. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, Hebrews 11:17. Obedience is a declaration of our hope. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.